funny things that I remember when I'm feeling good. A dollar in my pocket and a catfish on my line.
7 past the hour on the Good Days Show. We are all here. Dudley is out on the pasture checking on the cows, making his way
back.
What about
the pasture?
Yeah, right. What about the pasture?
So he will be making his way into his little studio momentarily. Until then, we're going to take a trip over to gooddayshow.com or dougsteffen.com and see what's happening on the poll with our lovely. You can be our Vanna White.
I'm
going to
be the poll dancer.
You can be the poll dancer. Or the poll reader.
So the poll up at dougsteffen.com today.
She's
what do you
Jennifer
think
Horn,
is the
by
most?
The way.
Yes, that's me.
Who?
Is the most essential part of a backyard barbecue? Is
that
it hamburgers?
Yeah. That's don't interrupt, sir. We're trying to read the poll.
Yeah. Hamburgers. Hot dogs, corn on the cob, beer, or it's too hot to even think about barbecuing.
Actually, what I would like to have you do, Rich, unfortunately, I was distracted by something that
I figured you were.
Required,
that's what we went to the poll.
Very good, Rich. That's very good. What I would like to have is a moment of silence.
Oh.
For people who live in New York.
Why?
I'm going to explain. Richie, you could perhaps, if we could get a little Frank Sinatra, the entourage that follows him and his music, I think that would help us tell the story. There is a number of sad things going on in New York today. The most important thing in terms of Roberta and her connection to us is the fact that she is from New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And the plans have been announced to capture those pesky geese that threatened planes.
Oh, yeah, the ones
the area airports. Right, exactly.
Yep. Border collies, right?
Yeah, right. What, are you going to shoot them?
No, is that their fix?
No.
Oh.
The New York City police are going to shoot the geese and send them to Pennsylvania to be cooked for meals for the poor.
Oh, that's
no,
a great
that's
idea.
Not possible.
Is that a good idea? How many people think that's a good idea?
Those geese?
Raise your hand.
No, they're stringy and wormy and disgusting. Why would you want to eat those?
Hey, yo, Vinny,
you
got
homeless.
Me another one.
I'm all for shooting them, but, man, you're going to have to cook those things till they fall apart.
Well, so it's, if you're homeless and you don't have anything to eat, what do you think? You're going to be worried about whether it's steak tartare or not?
I think they're just saying that so people will, like, not, like, go crazy over it.
What, the fact that he's going to shoot them?
So you don't think they're really going to feed them to the homeless? You think they're just saying that?
Yeah, I think so. You can't eat the geese at this time of year, at the end of the summer.
Why not?
Because, like I said, they're all stringy and wormy.
Does it disturb us that Roberta knows this?
Yeah.
Why do you know this?
Hey, yo, got me another one. Ho-ho!
And the amount of work that it would take to clean those geese, unless they sent it to a processor.
Hey, eat that one.
But then you'd have to deal with the USDA, because the processing plant would have to be one for chickens, and you wouldn't be able to put geese in there.
Nuggets?
Yeah, right?
Hey, look, two geese, no waiting.
I think the logistically, the possibility of doing this is ridiculous. I'd really like to know how they're going to do this.
I'm going to explain how they're going to do this.
This is fun. Hey, geese soup.
Here we go.
Okay,
this is what's going to happen. This, by the way, all the discussion started when the plane went into the Hudson River after the geese got into the engine. And since then, there have been really serious attempts to get rid of these geese at LaGuardia, at JFK, and at Newark. They are a real problem. I will tell you, from my own perspective, geese have become the biggest single problem on my farm.
They're massive rats with wings.
They are.
And they have no natural predators. That's the problem. They're predators.
They do now. New York City Police Department.
You're right. They better watch out.
There's a flock of about 40 geese that have installed themselves. Last year, for the first time, I had them on this cornfield, and they ate literally half of the corn as it came out of the ground. And I planted some late corn, hoping for that not to happen this year in the same field. Same thing is happening.
I was disgustingly
so
filthy. Aren't
they are filthy, dirty,
horrible
creatures.
But do you like them?
Filthy, dirty, horrible creatures.
I got you something.
It's just disgusting.
I got you something. I'm going to send you for your birthday.
So I can get
it.
The problem with this field is it's right next to an apartment building.
just don't miss.
Can't you just poison them?
Well, that's something.
Then his dear beloved Charlotte might eat the same.
No, Charlotte's not wandering around the cornfield, but there are other dogs in the neighborhood that I'm sure the owners would take exception to me putting poison all over the place. Mm. But the geese are really a problem. They are. You wonder, in God's green earth, why the geese have been created, because they're of no use to anybody. What do they do?
No, I'm sure that they're of use to whoever would eat the geese, the predator. But the problem is their
predator
isn't around. There's no predators. That's
there are no predators anymore. So anyway, that's how they're going to... Now, so that sort of ties into what Jennifer was saying. The story at DougStephan.com today, the New York City firm offering 3,200 square feet of space to rent for sunbathing and barbecues. It's like the no-tell motel, $50 an hour and you're in. Jackie Cavanaugh, the mastermind behind the scheme, said rentals of 145 Ludlow Street. Where's that, Roberta? You know where that is?
In what bar?
145 Ludlow doesn't say. Just the story's in the New York Post today. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they're selling backyard time shares.
Backyard timeshare.
Can't get to
that
the beach.
Idea.
Is a Lower East Side.
Yeah.
Because where do you go in New York, really? Goodness. I mean, you have some parks and stuff, but that's a good idea. It's a good money-making idea.
All right, so here's what they're doing.
Oh, my goodness.
They're renting out equipment, $100 for a slip and slide. What's that?
A slip and slide is one of those little mats that you hook a hose up to so it gets
and
all water.
And you run and you jump.
Yeah.
Jump on
really?
The belly
and you you pretend like you're Steve Garvey and you slide and then boom, you keep going.
Oh, cool.
Kids love
I
it.
I can never do it right. There's a problem between me and throwing myself on the ground.
You know,
I can't do it.
I had to teach Sean how to do it. So you should have seen my 46-year-old fat butt sitting in the backyard showing him how to do the slip and slide. It was hysterical.
Maybe next time I come out that way, you can show me.
I can show you. I'm good at the slip and slide.
$200 for a kiddie pool, $150 for a barbecue grill. So you rent the space.
I've got all that.
And $50 an hour on top of that.
Hey, I've got a playset with swings and a slide.
$50 an hour, $100 for a slip and slide, $200 for a kiddie pool.
Maybe I should do that with my backyard. I should timeshare out my backyard. I have a beautiful backyard.
Sure. Let's
there
do
you.
It.
With two grills in it.
The poll today, what do you think the most essential part of a backyard barbecue is? A slip and slide. I don't see that on here.
I don't see. I usually make butterflied leg of lamb on the grill. Yeah. I don't see that.
Good for you.
I usually make butterflied leg of lamb.
Yeah, you're such a freak.
All right, so here's the way to fix all of these problems.
Rosemary?
Yes.
All the problems of the world can be fixed by your procuring e-foods. You don't have to barbecue anything.
Mm-mm.
You don't have to have anything but hot water and perhaps
a
plate. You don't need a yard. You need a place maybe to sit down. This has been a tough year for food around the globe. The folks at eFoods have figured out how, in some unexplainable way, well, actually, it's moderately explainable. It's the whatever NASA developed for the astronauts. Mm-hmm. That's what the process is. And so now these people who put this all together and are building a big business out of it, and we're eager to help you understand how good this is. So we're offering you free food at DougStephan.com. Go to the Friends section at DougStephan.com, or it's right, actually, there are three or four different things that are highlighted right-hand side of the homepage, some of our sponsors. So go there and click onto the gold. It's a gold rectangular box. It says eFoods on it. And you'll learn how you get the free food. You'll learn what it's all about. You'll try it. You'll like it. And you'll want to have some more. Sample the food free. There's a small shipping and handling fee. You can receive 12 free servings. All you need to do is go to DougStephan.com, click on free food, take the short video tour. Free food will be shipped to your door. No obligation. Nobody's going to bug you. If you like the food and you want more for either consumption now or maybe put it away for a rainy day, you can buy more. Just go back to DougStephan.com. That's all you have to do. Earn free food by telling others about it as well. So lots of good reasons to check out the e-food, the free food, at DougStephan.com.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Juniors, rock Macy's back-to-school event for your Levi's. We've got them, only $34.99. How do you top that? With hot tees at $19.50, awesome hoodies for $24.50, and the cutest fashion tops $24.50 to $29.50. Plus, get to the heart of the new series Wendy and enter to win a trip to New York City and a $1,000 Macy's shopping spree. Just hit up M Style Lab on Facebook for details. That's the magic of Macy's.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday!
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
Archiver.
Archiver.
That like MacGyver?
That's like MacGyver. It's his cousin.
Archiver.
Archiver.
Marga. Who else? What other names could we come up with that end in an A-Y-E-R?
A-Y-E-R. Bill Ayers.
No, that doesn't work.
No.
That
doesn't play, though. Guyver. Right. Perhaps not. Let's stay with New York, shall we?
Okay.
Yeah, let's do that.
Because
okay.
Roberta's here. Let's stay with New York. There's an article that's going to hit the newsstands on Tuesday. Vanity Fair reports next week that an intelligence operation that was in operation that would have and could have prevented September 11th ran into a major obstacle from the Clinton administration. So now we're going to have
blame game.
September 11th blamed on Bill Clinton.
This game's been being played for a while, blaming the Clinton administration. What's
right.
the new excuse?
FBI secret ops... let's see here. I'm looking through some of the things that are put forth.
The former blame game was that Clinton had the opportunity to take him out and didn't.
Right.
That was,
he was getting impeached. He was busy that day.
That's right. Yeah, the Monica thing. That's right.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
Right.
Okay, so what's the new
one?
Well,
the bottom line here is that nobody could agree in the federal government how to handle this, so nothing was done. Remember I said in the last hour how many agencies are handling this, that, and the other thing? At the time of this circumstance, when they were following what these guys were doing, there were 14 different agencies, FBI, CIA, and various Army,
MOUSA.
Navy. Yeah, all these people are following what's going on, and none of them are talking to each other. So one would have some information, and it stayed there. So what really the bottom line here is it's our fault for letting the government get so big and out of control.
Dang.
That it can't, it doesn't do anything.
That is a load of bull.
No, I'm sorry. It's not. 21 after the hour.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I want a pair of light green linen pants.
Light green? You're wearing light green pants?
Linen
light
pants?
Green.
What are you like, playing golf or
linen
something?
Pants?
What's the shirt?
The shirt has light rose and...
Light rose?
You're wearing
rose
pants with a rose shirt.
God. What is it, the Easter parade or something?
Green pants with a pink shirt. Can you imagine?
Hey, looks great on you, though.
Hey. What about this car from me?
You got a bowl of soup with that?
Hey.
Who dressed you? And why do they hate you so much?
Having fun with Doug Steffens. Good day.
We're going hopping today. We'll take the poppin' to Philadelphia way. We're going to drop it on all the music they play.
And the bandstand.
We're going swinging. We're going to swing in the crowd.
It all began.
And so the eyes are cloud. The phones are ringing. My mom and dad are so proud. I'm on bandstand.
When a disc jockey working for WFIL in Philadelphia, he was pressed into duty hosting a local after-school dance show. He was on WFIL radio. WFIL television had the Bob Horn bandstand.
It's my brother.
And Bob Horn got sick one day, and a handsome young disc jockey from Utica, New York, who had just started working at WFIL 5 weeks before this, was asked if he could fill in, if he'd ever done any television, and he said no, when the answer was, he said yes, the answer was no. He really had never done any television before, but he substituted for this guy, and Mr. Horn never appeared on the program again.
He got the bump, huh?
Mr. Horn got horned out by a young fellow named Richard C. Clark. Mr. Dick Clark, on this day in 1957, caught the attention of the executives at the local television station because he seemed to understand the music. Apparently, Mr. Horn was a little older and didn't quite get. Mr. Horn was a disc jockey during the 40s when the big band era was big, and that was the original idea of bandstand, was to have the big bands in. But Dick Clark had different ideas, and he brought in a couple of tunes that day that really changed the context of the whole show. At any rate, about five, six, seven months after this took place, the ratings were so good in Philadelphia that the folks at ABC in New York decided to put the show on they couldn't disrupt the Mickey Mouse Club at 5 o'clock. The show started locally in Philadelphia at 4:30 and went to 5, and then stopped for an hour for the Mickey Mouse Club, and then went
and then
back again.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
And that's how they did it.
That's cool. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah. Simon and Garfunkel originated on the bandstand show. Frankie Avalon, Fabian, Bobby Rydell, Chubby Checker, all were part of how many? Hundreds of people. They were on that show from 1957 to 1987. Dick Clark became a household name. still is today. There is a bandstand museum, apparently, in Harrisburg. I've never been there. I'd like to go see that.
That's neat.
Yeah, right. So that's the story. That's how Dick Clark and the American Bandstand came to be.
Great
and
American.
The other side of it, he was living in an apartment complex, and Claudia McMahon was babysitting for Dick Clark's children. Claudia McMahon, daughter of Edward McMahon, who was doing the weather and a bunch of other stuff at a competing television station, WCAU. They became friends, and the story about how Dick got the call from the producers of the Who Do You Trust show, do you want a gig? And he said, no, but I'll send my pal McMahon, and you know the rest of the story. So it's
neat.
Pretty good. Yeah, it's a neat American story. Coming up, more on how to get rid of geese. Stand by for that on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, a new report by research firm IDC says that Apple has become the top smartphone maker in the world. Apple overtook Nokia and shipped 20.3 million iPhones in the second quarter. Despite phones running Google's Android having more market reach, Apple is manufacturing iPhones at an unstoppable clip. In other news, the White House named former Microsoft executive Stephen Van Roekel as its new chief of information technology. The government's IT is years behind the private sector despite spending more than any individual company. Hopefully, Van Roekel can build on the work of his predecessor and move the government into the 21st century. And finally, a recent study by the Visa-owned PlaySpan reveals that more gamers are spending real money on virtual items. 57% of gamers surveyed purchase at least one item a month. And what virtual item is being purchased the most? Virtual currency, of course. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Not all oil change deals are created equal. Case in point, right now at Advance Auto Parts, a 5-plus quarts jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and filter are just $17.49 after mail-in rebate. That includes an oil filter with a value up to $11.99. At other major retailers, the value of their included filter may be much less. You could end up having to pay more just to get the filter you need. Better value at Advance Auto Parts. One more way, service is our best part. See store for details.
Junior's Rock Macy's Back to School event for your Levi's. We've got them, only $34.99. How do you top that? With hot tees at $19.50, awesome hoodies for $24.50, and the cutest fashion tops $24.50 to $29.50. Plus, get to the heart of the new series Wendy and enter to win a trip to New York City and a $1,000 Macy's shopping spree. Just hit up M Style Lab on Facebook for details.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
After the hour, next half hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program will include tons of freebie Friday deals from the Queen of Cheap. Also, we will try to figure out whether Heather Mills is going to be able to get Piers Morgan in trouble.
Paul's on the trail now.
Yes, he is.
Piers is in trouble.
Don't mess
right.
with Paul.
Yeah, Paul is really on this, and I think that he's going to make a big to-do out of it. Did we talk on the air, off the air, about the Beehive, the new TLC show?
Off the air.
So Jennifer will have the details of that coming up. Another ridiculous premise for a reality show.
Beehive.
The Beehive. An envelope leaking a particular pink powder triggered a terrorist scare at a postal sorting center in France. Tests revealed the weird substance was harmless elephant dung.
What's so harmless about elephant dung?
Yeah, that's a pink elephant dung, right. There were some folks living in Paris that are from Sri Lanka. They were going to use it as part of their religious ceremony when they get married. Apparently, pink elephant dung is important, too.
I wish I had pink dung.
In the ceremony.
Yeah. It'd be so much prettier.
All right. Here's our 2020... trivia question. You ready?
Sure.
Yes, ready.
What do bulletproof vests, fire escapes, windshield wipers, and laser printers all have in common? Now, you're going to think about that movie about the windshield wipers. That guy.
What movie about
the motor? Remember the one that, what's his face? Greg Kinnear starred as the guy who designed the windshield wiper.
Oh, yeah. Okay. The intermittent windshield wiper inventor guy.
Yeah. That's not what we're talking about.
Okay.
Bulletproof vests, fire escapes, windshield wipers, the blades themselves, the blades, okay, and laser printers have one thing and only one thing in common. What is it? 800-510-8255. This is not meant to be a curveball, but might be considered to be a curveball.
I think it's actually pretty easy.
But it will be something that will get your gray matter moving. Meanwhile, we have been talking about a lot of different things as usual here. The thread of the program is that we all love each other, Roberta, Richie, Jennifer, and me, and we have varied interests and vast experience in many different things, including how to deal with geese. Shauna is in Alaska. Shauna, how do you deal with geese up there?
Well, I know how I would deal with it, and it sounded a whole lot like the soundtrack you had going.
That's exactly how
I deal with
blam,
squirrels.
Blam, blam. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But I do know that a young lady last year applied for a grant with the state of Alaska and the agriculture, and I believe it had something to do with DNR, and she applied for a grant, and she uses a working dog, and it's a border collie, and she leases it out to the state of Alaska, and there's airport here on the Kenai Peninsula. I don't know if you've ever been here, but I'm inviting you.
Yes, I was there once, but I would like to come back again.
Yeah, of course you do. You would probably like to move here if it wasn't for all your cows and how
I would like
them.
To move there if it wasn't for, I'd like the long days. I don't know I can deal with the short days. I might spend the summer there.
Well, you and a lot of other people, but this is the playground for Alaska, and how we deal with the problem at the local airport here where we have a lot of summer traffic coming in and out, especially during the migration period, is she uses border collies. And a herding working dog is probably one of the best things to do. You could team up with one, co-op with one of your local agility groups.
Uh-huh.
They would probably jump on the chance to use one of their dogs that's never seen a sheep or a cow.
Mm-hmm.
But and not that you're doing that, but they would also do it for birds. And it was just a suggestion. I thought
it's
maybe
a great idea.
That's a good
the
idea.
The thing is getting them to stay there because the geese are there all the time. You gotta you chase them off and they come back again. Say again?
Yeah, they do. It's just an option through your Department of Agriculture, which I'm sure you're familiar with.
Shauna, how long did it take for up there for you to be able to have the dogs before the geese said, I'm tired of this, I'm going to go somewhere else?
Actually, it's been 2 years that she's been working on the project. So it started last year, and this particular second year, they didn't seem to have the same amount of return, but it's the same with sandhills or any other kind of migratory bird. They're all looking for the closest, tastiest stop.
Well, they've all been chased out of their own environment, their natural environment.
Well, at an airport, a primary airport like the Kenai Peninsula, the Kenai Airport, there's a lot of traffic in and out, but that doesn't seem to bother them as much as a predator.
Yeah.
Like a wolf, a dog is perceived as a wolf by prey animals. It doesn't matter what it is, whether it's a bird or a rabbit. They see it as the same, and if it's going to come back at the same time every day, I think that the cost is defrayed equally, you know, as opposed to what it would be if there, you know, was the imminent threat all the time.
Yeah.
You're talking about lots of really important folks to everybody. They all cousins, mothers, and brothers, and sons, and fathers, and moms. You know, how can you trade that off?
Well, we just did. Shauna, thank you.
That's it.
Yep.
It's not as much fun as shooting them, though.
And then eating them.
I don't want to shoot him.
I do.
I know.
Absolutely.
I don't.
Yeah. Well, it's fine. And you come chase. You come guard my corn. That'll be your next job.
Can I be your scarecrow?
Yeah. We put up five scarecrows. Don't make any difference. They're so tame because the people in the neighborhood feed them.
Yeah,
they're so
that's
stupid.
The
and the people in the neighborhood, they give them bread and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, look at those cute, lovable geese. Aren't they sweet? Little do they know that the crap that comes out of them that they leave on their lawn, some little kid goes, walks out and happens to touch it, gets salmonella.
Hello. Did you know in Hawaii they're actually overrun? I can't remember the name of the bird. Really cute little ones, but they're overrun with them. And because people go, oh, cute bird, and they feed them, the birds have become so crazy that they can't even put those little jelly things on the tables anymore because the birds take the jelly, poke into it, and suck all the jelly out.
Great.
Weird.
They're coming up,
those birds.
The summer TV season winding down. Jennifer's got that story. But right now, let's get to the lady who glows in the dark.
She's the queen of
and is the queen of cheese.
The diva of dumpster diving.
I will have you know.
It's Roberta Bessanelli.
I heard on two radio stations here in Washington, D.C. This morning, them doing a segment called Freebie Friday.
No.
And they had never done it before. Roberta, you are a rock star.
Starting a trend.
We should have trademarked it.
All right, so fire away.
Okay, here we go. Freebie Friday. Freebie Friday. We got free samples of Fiber Choice. That'll get you up and moving, that's for sure. And if that doesn't, we got free Cashy samples. Free lotion. Plus, you get All You Magazine, a free Nivea Touch of Cashmere lotion. Free Alternavites. It's a vitamin supplement. Free samples of lanacane. It's an anti-chafing gel. So if you have chafing, you can anti it by putting the lanacane gel. On. Got a free sample for you. Got someone who's puffing away and wanting to stop. shop, we got free Nicoderm CQ samples. You can, like, slip it in their coffee or something in the morning. Free samples of Pediasure, which is great if you have kids.
Or
the stomach flu, right?
For the stomach flu. And a free Beneful dog food sample, plus the magazine called Wag World. Can you imagine something called Wag World? I guess that means their tail, but sounds kind of weird.
What is
and
Wag?
All of Wag World magazine. And this is all on the Queen of Cheap website at DougStephan.com. Just look for my smiling face, and you'll find all sorts of stuff on there. Not only Freebie Friday, but all the stuff from the week and the week before and the week before that.
Do we have information there about the free food? That would be a good place to have the free e-food as well. You can get that, so I add that to the list, not only in the Friends section at DougStephan.com, but also in the Queen of Cheap section, right?
Queen of Cheap
has this featured as well, free food. If you'd like some free food, go to DougStephan.com. Everybody wants something that's free. You'll pay shipping and handling. These things, there is no filler, no MSG, no fats, no fructose corn syrup. They use vegetables. Most food storage companies use 5 to 6 grade vegetables. They're using 1 and 2. That is the top of the line, the things that you'd get at your local, at the produce guy. That's
market,
the kind of stuff they're putting in this food. There's a small shipping and handling charge. As I said, 12 free servings of the food at DougStephan.com. Click on free food in the Friends section or in the Queen of Cheap section.
This Wag World thing
stuff
is neat.
It's the magazine?
It's a website by Purina for their Beneful food line.
Really?
And it's basically helps you find places, explore Wag World spots, places to go with your dog. Parks, dog parks, beaches that are dog friendly, restaurants that are dog friendly. And they have contests to help you win a dog park in your community.
Oh.
But they also have an app that helps you find dog-friendly places wherever you are. So it uses, like, Google Maps to help you find dog parks or restaurants that are dog-friendly or trails or something like that. That's cool.
I wonder if there's an app that will help people figure out. I think we're going to have to give the answer to this. The question, the trivia question was, what do bulletproof vests, fire escapes, windshield blades, wiper blades and laser printers all have in common? Anybody want to take a guess?
It's an ingredient, some material in them.
It's the
company.
It's the inventor.
The inventors.
Dick Clark.
No.
Okay. Well, I have no idea.
Everybody all ready to give up?
Yeah.
Audience has given up.
I'll tell
you, just before we do the television report, I'll tell you what they have in common. The TV report.
Who is it?
Summer TV season, Piers Morgan defending himself.
Good luck with that, brother.
Yeah, 16 before the hour on Good Day.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching! Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Save big during the PetSmart Power Sale. You'll find great deals on thousands of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $4 on all varieties of Beneful dog food in 31.1-pound bags. And save up to $10 on select dog and cat flea and tick treatments. Plus, get 35.5-ounce cans of Friskies cat food for only $15, excluding indoor selects. Don't miss our biggest sale of the year, going on now at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, sale ends August 21st.
Calling all parents and their creative kid chefs. Put your imaginative twist on the classic peanut butter sandwich for a chance to win a $25,000 college fund. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Parents and children are invited to enter the 10th annual Jif Most Creative Peanut Butter Sandwich Contest. Mary Beth Botticher of the J.M. Smucker Company has details about this exciting contest.
We really look forward to the inventive creations from kids across the country. Sandwiches are judged on creativity, taste, nutritional balance, visual appeal, and ease of preparation.
In honor of the 10th anniversary, the grand prize winner will also receive an additional $10,000 for educational products. Deadline for all entries is October 12th.
We have been a proud supporter of fostering creativity in the kitchen and encouraging parents and their children to spend quality time together.
No purchase necessary. Details, entry form, and official rules are available at jif.com or jifenespanol.com. Contest void where prohibited.
All right, I said, Rich, before we get to the television report, I would tell everybody what it was that these things had. So the television report info probably is not appropriate until I get my info out there.
Okay, so go ahead.
What do bulletproof vests, fire escapes, windshield wiper blades, and laser printers have in common?
They were invented by who?
They were all invented by women.
Oh, we rock.
Women invented
bulletproof vests, yep.
Bulletproof vests, fire escapes.
Okay, fire escapes,
windshield wiper blade, and the laser printer, yeah.
Yeah, we rock. Yeah.
Useful things. Yeah. Men invented the atom bomb.
Yeah, good. That was a useful thing. Mm-hmm. All right, 13 before the hour. Piers
and the prenup.
Morgan. Piers Morgan, Paul McCartney has gone to the Parliament. So British lawmakers now say they want Piers Morgan to come back to Britain to answer questions about the allegations that he was responsible for hacking into McCartney and Heather Mills, his wife at the time's
girlfriend at the time, even before they got married, yeah.
All right, so what else? What's the story behind the story, Jennifer?
That's pretty much the story. Heather Mills had her phone, her voicemail hacked, or so she says, in 2001, and there were messages from Paul McCartney on that voicemail. Mm-hmm. Piers Morgan was the editor-in-chief of that publication at that time, and so the rumor is that he knew exactly what was going on with the hacking scandal, and so now he's in trouble, has to go back and face all these questions.
He doesn't have to.
No, but he will at some point.
How? Why? He doesn't
He'll
have
make
to
him,
go back.
Don't you think?
No, I think
He'll
if I were him, I'd stay here.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'd try to get, what's his status anyway? He's a British subject, so how does he have status in order to be able to... He has a work visa.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Okay.
Or a green card.
Yeah.
Green card.
All right. So what are the terms of that? Do you ever have to go back to your native land?
I think
or do
if you're
you
in
stay
trouble
here?
With the law, you
Yeah.
A
green
do.
Card, yeah. That doesn't guarantee you immunity or any kind of rights. If your country calls you back, boom, you're done. Go. See ya. Mm-hmm. Adios.
What's interesting is that the rumor is that Piers Morgan actually introduced Paul McCartney and Heather Mills at an awards ceremony back in the late 90s.
Really?
And now he calls Heather Mills vengeful, shameless, and a ghastly woman.
Wow.
I know.
That's pretty That even the plot thickens when you hear that story.
All right. So you need big plans this weekend because Lucille Ball is turning, she would have been turning 100. And so to celebrate, a bunch of TV networks, local stations that air her show will be doing marathons, but Hallmark Channel will be doing one all weekend long. You can tune in and watch all of the I Love Lucy episodes. We're also asking the question about your favorite I Love Lucy episode up at our Facebook page, facebook.com/gooddayshow, if you want to chime
know what
in.
You'll be doing this weekend.
It's therapy for me. I love those shows.
Yeah. All right, so what is the summer TV season? We got a story at DougStephan.com. About a couple of dozen shows that are set to premiere this month.
Yes, we do.
Obviously, Jennifer's on top of that.
Yeah, I have the story here. I was just going. But we've got a lot of shows. Tonight, we have NBC premiering Friends with Benefits, which will be a little short-lived from what I hear. Also, Phineas and Herb and Extraordinary Acts of Courage, easy for me to say, on the Oprah Winfrey Channel. And don't forget Teen Choice Awards on Fox this Sunday.
That's forgettable as far as I'm concerned. The whole thing sounds forgettable.
Ooh, and Bachelor Pad starts Monday. So excited.
Oh, my God.
Hey. Give me Lucy. Where's Lucy? Are you home?
Lucy. You got some planet to do.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and J.C. Penney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
BestBears.com is here. One of the blogs this week that we posted at DougStephan.com, story about Orlando police found $1 million worth of black market theme park tickets. What do they do with them? Burn them? What do they do with them?
Wow, they sell them.
They
big
do?
Money. You ever go to those little booths on the outside of the...
Yeah, Orlando, they're all over the place. You can't swing a dead cat without hitting one of those discount ticket booths.
And you, when you look at it, that's a, you know, when you look, I think it was almost $90 a day to get in that park.
Yep.
Really?
And look how easy it would be to counterfeit a ticket like that.
Yeah. Wow. Isn't that amazing?
I mean, when you're talking about, why counterfeit a U.S. dollar or $10 or $20 when you got a piece of paper that has maybe, you know, it's, you know, they can probably do it very easily.
Yeah, sell those scalpers for half the face value. And that, did they actually get in? Do they have a barcode so that they can
easily
get in?
They were pretty good.
Really?
That makes you wonder whether the ticket was good enough for you to actually get in or whether it didn't matter whether you were able to get in. I got your money, sucker,
yeah.
See you later.
Right. Remember I bought tickets, $400
and
something
dollars Van Morrison,
Van Morrison, and they were counterfeit?
Yep.
I couldn't get in?
Yep.
They wouldn't let me stand up.
Yep. That was exactly what I was going to say, because concert tickets today, I mean, they're getting a little pretty much better at the, you know, with the barcodes and stuff like that. So,
Maybe we can get, can we make some phony airline tickets that way?
There used to be a ton of paper tickets. When we went, remember the paper tickets?
Yeah.
And the, actually, I'm not talking about the real cardboard paper tickets. I'm talking about the ones you handwrite.
Yeah, right.
And we had to keep all those in safes and we're liable for them if anybody ever stole them. Okay.
Campaign.
Even though we could get rid, you know, we could, you know, produce the numbers, we were liable for anybody that went out there and handwrote those tickets.
Yeah. So, hand wrote them too.
Hand wrote, yeah.
All right. So he also, Tom, blogged about getting free Wi-Fi from at least one major airline. I thought all the airlines were offering free Wi-Fi now. What's the story of that?
That's still supposed to be a moneymaker for them. But
Wi-Fi, you pay for Wi-Fi?
You pay for Wi-Fi, yeah.
On the airplane, yes, absolutely.
Go-Go is probably the biggest one here in the United States, and this week Delta did a deal with. Here's what you should do. Anytime you get on an airplane, though, just turn on your laptop if you have it with you. See what kind of promotions, and then sometimes they say if you watch this little commercial for maybe 30 seconds or a minute, they'll give you a little passcode for the whole trip. And so you just turn it on, and if it does have one of those passcodes, fine. If not, then you may have to pay it can be $9 or...
Yeah, it's been $10 for me every time.
Yeah, but in this case, it's Delta, and this is with Coca-Cola. So, And it's for the whole month of August. So if you are, we do have the passcode. So,
yeah.
And but if you're, you know, if you're flying Delta during the month of August, you get free Wi-Fi, and we like free stuff like that. I mean, it's free Friday.
Get that up on the Freebie Friday, Queen of Cheap page there. Right?
We also have a free coupon up this week. Show you how to get a free one with Virgin America through October. And, it's 20% off your airfare. And they were running some, it's still, they got some cheap airfares, from Dallas and Chicago to San Francisco or L.A., you're looking at $218. You take 20% off of that, and, you're going for under $200.
Right.
Even from where you live, Boston to L.A., you would probably be able to go for like $238.
Really?
Yeah, so it's a nice little certificate, and it's good from August 15th through whatever. And there's also one up there this week on AirTran. It's not as good as the other one, but, $10 here, $10 there. Boston to Baltimore is usually $39, and that would make it $29 each way.
Yeah. All right. So the FAA now has their money back. We've got about 60 seconds here for this outrage. The FAA, the same FAA that doesn't know where half the planes are in the country because they don't have them registered, they don't have much of anything. Apparently, though, they have money to go back to work, everybody. So what was the real danger when this...
There was two things that the reason this thing had a hard time passing. Number one, Congress. And then number two, it was
Congress.
The fact that then there was the subsidies to these small there's some airports out there. You don't even have two planes a day, and we were subsidizing it as an airport. I think those need to get shut down. It's just no reason for us to pay for those.
Too much money. Hi, but the FAA, there was never any danger to the public because the FAA didn't get funded. It was just the $25 that they were clipping.
It cost America $500 million in taxes and 70,000 jobs for 2 weeks.
All right.